Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's official. Clayton Kershaw, the face of the Dodgers, is retiring. Plus,
not like a live recording. So obviously they knew what he said way before. Why did they have to wait and air it on TV? Like that, I don't understand.
We'll talk about the controversy over Jimmy Kimmel's late night show being canceled. Plus, a Downey council member says he effed up. Hi, everyone, and happy Thursday. I'm Vivian Leneau-Gabriel, and welcome back to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Big, big news in LA sports today. The Dodgers announced that Clayton Kershaw is retiring at the end of this season. The future Hall of Famer is in his 18th season with the Dodgers. Now he's 37 years old, and he got his 3,000th strikeout back in July. He won 3 Cy Young Awards and was named the National League MVP in 2014. He also made 11 All-Star teams. How impressive is that, really? He's set to pitch tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium one last time in the regular season against the Giants. Kershaw says he's ready to spend more time with his wife, their 4 kids, and a 5th on the way. From everyone here at KNX, congratulations, Kershaw. This is so exciting, and we're so, so happy for you. All right, next. A major protest is planned for tonight in Hollywood over ABC's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely. The move comes after controversy surrounding comments Kimmel made about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Craig Figner has more.
This evening, there will be protesters outside the El Capitan Theater where Jimmy Kimmel Live is typically recorded on a nightly basis. The theater dark indefinitely. The show pulled indefinitely by ABC. That decision came down yesterday and took Hollywood by storm. Now, this is all connected to a Monday broadcast where Kimmel said people who embrace far-right politics are trying to score points connected to the Charlie Kirk assassination. I talked with one guy who's a regular, been to see Kimmel's show record numerous times, and he says, well, there are censors who evaluate the program. They could have made edits before the show was actually broadcast Monday, but nobody had any problems until the Trump administration did.
Because I've been here before, so it's not like a live recording. It's like a pre...
Well, they call it live to tape, even though it's recorded digitally. But I get what you're saying. So they can make edits.
Yeah, they can. So obviously they knew what he said way before. Why did they have to wait and air it on TV? Like that, I don't understand.
And then there's this angle, too. There's this company, Nexstar, a conservative company, broadcaster. They operate the majority of ABC affiliates across the country. On Friday in the evening, in what would normally be the Jimmy Kimmel Live time spot, they're broadcasting a special on Charlie Kirk and his legacy.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
We're not trying to silence anybody here. But censor's not even you know, part of the discussion, but a censure, it's a public reprimand.
And that public reprimand has to do with a Downey council member that lost his seat last night. The Downey City Council voted 3-1 to censure Councilman Mario Chuilo over his controversial Instagram post about conservative activist Charlie Kirk, which was shared more than 775,000 times on X. It read, in quote, "No one mourns the wicked." Mayor Hector Sosa called the special meeting, accusing Chuilo of violating the council's code of conduct.
The whole point of this hearing to consider a censure, again, remember, censure is a tool that's available to us as a legislative body to be able to police each other and hold each other accountable. Any organization, any workplace has a code of conduct, has rules, and everybody should be held accountable. So that's our way of holding each other accountable as elected officials. That was the only topic of this that should have been a discussion last night.
And the reason why he says this is because now Downey council member Claudia Frometta tells me during the meeting, Chuilo deflected from taking accountability for his comments and blamed the council for their political views and support for President Donald Trump. Later, Chuilo issued an apology saying, quote, "If I could take it back, I would. I effed up." All right. Up next, the Federal Trade Commission says Ticketmaster is the problem. It filed suit today in LA accusing the ticket broker and its parent company, Live Nation, of deceiving both fans and artists, alleging they worked with scalpers to inflate ticket prices and profits. The complaint claims Ticketmaster used bait and switch pricing and falsely claimed to limit ticket purchases while brokers routinely bypassed those caps. It followed a 2022 investigation into the company after a botched ticket rollout for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour came under scrutiny. FTC Chair Andrew Ferguson says it shouldn't cost an arm and a leg to see a concert or go to a game. The agency now is seeking civil penalties and further monetary relief. It says Ticketmaster controls around 80% of major concert ticketing and has resisted anti-scalping tools and might cut into revenue. Ticketmaster has not yet responded to the lawsuit. Geez, I don't even remember the last time I went to a concert. I guess that's what happens when you have a one-year-old at home. All right, that's going to do it for this LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks for joining me. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel. See you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.